Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful tension moves in jungle and old school DnB, a filtered breakdown that still feels alive. Now, the big idea here is simple. A breakdown should not just be everything gets quieter. In this style, the groove still has to speak. You want the listener to feel the pulse, the pressure, and the anticipation, even while the track is pulling back. That contrast is what makes the drop feel massive. So, in Ableton Live 12, start by choosing where your breakdown lives in the arrangement. Common choices are 4 bars if you want a quick reset, 8 bars for a standard tension builder, or 16 bars if you want that more classic DJ-friendly flow. Drop locators at the start of the breakdown and at the next drop, then loop that section so you can work inside it cleanly. A really important teacher tip here: organize your session before you automate anything. Keep drums grouped together, bass on its own group, and atmosphere or effects on separate tracks. That way, when you start filtering and trimming levels, you're shaping the section like a mix engineer, not just throwing effects at the whole song. And remember, build from the groove, not from silence. That's a huge difference in DnB. Instead of muting everything at once, reduce the density and stages. Maybe the snare still hits. Maybe the break keeps its ghost notes. Maybe the kick disappears for a couple of bars and then returns lightly. That kind of controlled subtraction keeps the listener locked in. Let's start with the drums. Put auto filter on the drum group. A low pass filter works great here because it lets you gradually shave off the brightness and upper mids without killing the whole rhythm. At the start of the breakdown, you might leave the cutoff fairly open, then slowly close it over the section. You can even start somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz and move it lower depending on how murky or distant you want it to feel. Don't overdo resonance. A little is good because it gives the sweep character, but if it starts screaming, it can get cheap fast, especially in darker DnB. Keep it musical. Think phrase by phrase, not random motion. A tiny filter change at the end of a 2-bar sentence can feel way more natural than a giant sweep happening with no rhythmic logic. Now the bass. This is where the breakdown gets its weight and identity. Even if the sub drops away, the bass should leave a ghost of itself behind. If you've got a res, a sub, or a bass stab, treat the low and mid components separately if possible. Keep the sub controlled, and filter the mid layer more aggressively. A solid move is to put auto filter on the bass group, then use utility to manage mono and gain, and maybe saturator if you want some extra grit. For a classic feel, you might pull the bass down by about 2 to 6 dB over the breakdown, or low pass the mid layer, so it turns into more of a shadow than a full statement. That way the bass still feels present without stepping on the kick when the drop returns. And this is really important: don't let the bass vanish so completely that the section loses its personality. Sometimes the best breakdowns keep the pattern alive but thin it out. That way the listener still recognizes the hook, just a more distant, filter form. That's very jungle, very old school, very effective. Next, add atmosphere. This is where you give the breakdown air, vinyl noise, a dusty texture, a short reverb tail, a vocal fragment, even a small pad or ambience loop can do a lot here. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to flood the mix. You're trying to create space and texture. Ableton gives you a lot of stock tools for this. Vinyl distortion can add a dusty edge. Erosion is great for fine grit. Hybrid reverb or reverb can widen out the tail. Echo can give you little throws and rhythmic depth. And simpler is perfect if you want to load a noise sample, a wind texture, or a chopped vocal atmosphere. A useful mix habit here is to high pass your ambience layer so it doesn't cloud the low end. Something like 150 to 300 Hz is often a good starting point. Then automate the filter or level so that texture becomes more obvious in the breakdown. That little movement adds life without stealing attention. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the breakdown really becomes a journey. You want a tension arc, not just a filter sweep. Automate the drum filter cutoff, bass gain or bass filter, reverb sends, delay throws, maybe even saturation amount on the drum bus. Keep the sub centered and controlled. Let the atmosphere widen a little if needed, but protect the low end. A strong 8-bar shape might go like this. In the first couple of bars, the drums begin to close down a little, but the bass is still there. In the next couple of bars, the bass starts thinning out and the drums lose some top-end bite. Then the atmosphere takes over more of the attention, while maybe the snare or clap stays dominant. Near the end, you can add a fill, a reverse hit, or a short riser, and then cut hard back into the drop. That last bar matters a lot. This is where you turn tension into impact. Try a reverse cymbal, a reverse break slice, a snare fill, or a short echo throw on the last hit. Another classic move is a tiny one-beat mute right before the drop. That little vacuum can make the return hit way harder. For old-school flavor, a break fill that gets more exposed right before the drop can be magic. For darker, more modern rollers, you might keep it tighter and more claustrophobic, letting the bass and kick slam back in with maximum weight. Another layer that really helps is break editing. Jungle and old-school DNB often stay exciting, because the break itself mutates. So instead of only filtering, try resequencing a few ghost hits, reversed slices, or snare pickups. If needed, use sliced a new MIDI track and rebuild a variation of the break. You can even use Groove Pool if you want more swing and human feel. Here's a really useful tip. The breakdown should still have one element that feels raw. If everything gets filtered, reverbed, and softened, the groove can lose its bite. Often, keeping the snare crack or a bit of break transient a little more exposed is enough to preserve identity. That's one of those things that separates a decent breakdown from one that really slaps. Now check the full mix. This part gets skipped all the time, but it's crucial. Listen to the breakdown against the drop. Make sure the sub isn't still hanging around and masking the kick read entry. Check mono compatibility, especially on bass and wide atmosphere layers. And watch out for harsh filter resonance, usually somewhere around the low mid to upper mid area. Use utility for mono checks, spectrum to spot buildup, and a keyway to tame ugly resonances or remove unnecessary low end from FX tracks. If the breakdown feels weak, it's usually for one of two reasons. Either too much was muted too fast, or the remaining elements don't have enough mid-range identity. In DNB, energy can be reduced without losing direction. That's the balance. For the transition back into the drop, aim for a clean before and after moment. Let the bass filter open slightly in the last two beats. Use a final snare fill or break fill. Cut the atmosphere or mute the reverb send right before the downbeat. Then let the full kick, sub, and bass return with confidence. If you want that classic jungle feel, keep the break active and let the full drums slam back in after a heavily filtered lead-in. If you want a cleaner roller vibe, keep the transition more streamlined and let the sub and kick do the talking. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the breakdown too empty. Don't filter every element the same way. Don't let reverb wash out the groove. Don't leave the sub too loud. Don't overdo resonance. And definitely don't ignore mono compatibility. Also, make sure the breakdown actually changes the energy and tone of the track. A tiny EQ sweep alone usually isn't enough. If you want to go a bit deeper, try some pro moves. Add a touch of saturation before filtering on the breaks for extra grime. Use a parallel ghost lane with filtered drums or bass at very low volume. Try a subtle LFO on the filter cutoff for unstable movement. Or create a bass shadow by duplicating the bass, removing the sub, overdriving the mids, and blending it quietly underneath. One more advanced idea that works really well, create a dual stage breakdown. Keep the first half rhythmic, then let the second half become more atmospheric. That gives the section a story arc, which is perfect for jungle and old school DNB. So the takeaway is this, a strong filtered breakdown is controlled subtraction. Keep one rhythmic anchor alive, shape drums and bass separately, automate with phrase logic, protect the low end, and make sure the section still feels like the same tune, just with less weight and more anticipation. That's how you get a breakdown that feels musical, DJ-friendly, and properly tense. Build it with intention, and when that drop comes back in, it's going to hit way harder.